say, I'll wait for you, or I'll wait on you?
I'll wait for you, is what I say. Well, there's a difference. But wait on you means I'm going to be serving you, doing something for you, bringing you something.
You never say, I'll wait on you.
If it's a matter of time. If it's a matter of time, why you would say, I'll wait for you. Now that's my interpretation. I don't say it's correct.
I make that same distinction too. I've heard a lot of people say, north and south, I'll wait on you. Meaning that you'll be here in 10 minutes.
I had a gentleman in this town wanted to see me about something this morning, and he called, and I said, well, give me 10 minutes, or he said, oh, well, if don't want to inconvenience you, I said, I'm already up there, I'm putting my face on, I said, give me 10 minutes. He thought that was the funniest thing, so when he came on up here. Because he's younger than I am, you know, I've known him all his life, you know, and he laughed at that. Mr. Brown, you know, it'd take you 10 minutes to get your face on. I said, the older I get, the longer it takes me. Oh, I said, I didn't want to scare you. No.
I was afraid to
ask. No!
I didn't think so.
Okay.
No. Let's see. How about the past tense of catch?
Caught. Caught. Dismissed him.
I think I'm going to get
rid of him. I'll dismiss him.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you'd say
I would not say that. I don't.
Suppose you carried something really heavy. How would you get that thing across?
Oh, me. Well.
I packed it. I loved it.
No. No, I'd say I carried a good suitcase.
You would avoid all those terms.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't think of them because I'm not in the habit of using them, you know. It's habit. You know, the way you talk is habit.
She knelt down. Okay. Oh, if a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, he's got to
stoop.
Have you got another term for that? Somebody goes down with her knees.
On the knees. Kneel? He's got to kneel or stoop. I wouldn't use that, but I think of the term crouch, meaning that somebody's fixing to spring at you, you know. Like an animal crouches when it's fixing to attack you.
Hmm.
wrapped